Thank you for visiting the Illinois Supported Employment Transformation Initiative website. The following recording is part of our IPS Training and Education online library. Visit our website to obtain free information and resources to promote employment in the behavioral health field.
Thanks for joining us. Our guest today is Randy Walker, Vice President of Operations for Mado Healthcare in Chicago. She's here to talk about her company's experiences in employing workers supported by IPS teams. Thank you for joining me today, Randy.
You're welcome, Judith. I'm glad to be here.
Can you tell our listeners about your company and the services it provides?
Sure. We're a family-owned and operated company with over 50 years of experience in the delivery of healthcare services. We have four locations on Chicago's North and West Side where people receive integrated care using the latest evidence-based practice medicine.
How did you first learn about IPS and how it could help you meet your workforce needs?
We started working with a mental health agency that provided IPS and quickly learned that the job candidates they sent us were very high quality. Once we hired one of their clients, she did a great job, and that made us turn to them again when we had other openings. We were so impressed with the reliability and productivity of the employees we got through IPS that we're starting to work with another agency that provides IPS services in a different area of the city where we have positions to fill.
How interesting. Can you tell me about the types of jobs you filled working with IPS teams and what the workers were like?
That would take quite a while, because we've hired more than 15 people affiliated with IPS. They include full-time and part-time staff in housekeeping, security, food service, reception, and medical records areas.
I see what you mean about it being a lot of people. You mentioned the high caliber of workers you've hired. Can you tell us more about that?
They tend to excel at punctuality and attendance. For example, it's not unusual for them to arrive 15 minutes before their shift begins. We've also noticed how conscientious and considerate they are, always letting us know ahead of time if they're sick or need time off. We also see less turnover from people who come to us from IPS teams.
Why do you think this is?
One reason is the employment specialists they work with as part of IPS. These employment specialists really know their clients' strengths and job preferences, so it's a good job match from the beginning. But they also take the time to get to know our company and its workforce needs. They build business relationships with us that take into account our bottom line.
Well, can you say more about that?
Well, they know we'd like to promote from within since it saves money and increases workforce stability. So they send us people, like one woman, who started as a part-time transportation aide, accompanying people in our vans. She was such a good worker and wanted a full-time position, so we promoted her to a job in medical records. In that job, she coordinates our on-site medical clinic, doing things like scheduling doctor's appointments, arranging people's transportation, and working with staff from our nursing department.
That's a great example. Have a lot of people you've hired through IPS teams turned out to have long job tenures?
I'll let the numbers speak for themselves. We currently have 15 employees who came to us through a particular IPS team. Two have been with us for 2 years. Another two have been on board for 1 year. Four will have their 1 year anniversary in November of this year, and the rest joined us in January.
Is there anything special or different about the recruiting, interviewing, and reference checking process that you follow when hiring people who are getting IPS support?
No, not really. We use the same company procedures that we use for all jobs, and we apply the same standards in terms of reference checking, drug testing, fingerprinting, and background checks. The people we hire through IPS don't get any extra consideration compared to other applicants. After the hire, we use the same onboarding process with them as we do for other employees, including 40 hours of new employee orientation.
How have IPS staff been helpful after people are hired and working in your facilities?
If someone is having problems on the job that continue after we've provided supervisor feedback, we consult with the IPS employment specialist. Sometimes that person comes out to the job site to observe the employee and make suggestions. Employment specialists may see things we don't notice, so it's really helpful to have their input. This doesn't happen very often, however.
Is there anything else that you'd like to share about your experiences in hiring and supervising employees who come to you from IPS teams?
I guess I wanted to mention how well some of them connect with our clients. We hired one gentleman to work the front desk at one of our programs. This involves monitoring the security cameras, answering phones, and signing people in. Not only does he have a lively personality, but his ability to relate to people creates a welcoming presence for people the moment they walk in the door. He's had personal life experiences that allow him to relate to our clients in ways that are different from other people we've hired into that position.
What a great example. Thank you, Randy, for sharing your perspective about what it's like to work with IPS in meeting your workforce needs. And thank you to our audience for listening today.
Thank you for listening. You can obtain additional recordings or download a transcript by visiting the Illinois Supported Employment Transformation Initiative website.